Gentlemen, referring back to our public hearings this evening. First public hearing was conditional use 1705, the Commonwealth Group.
What was it?
What are we talking about?
Yeah, when was that? Actually, don't think we're going to make midnight, but...
What if we started at 7:45?
I was just thinking about that, Lawrence. It would be, it'd be pushing 1 o'clock. It would be tomorrow. It would be Friday morning.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I have a comment first before I make a motion. One of my comments I probably made in my editorial statements earlier concerning the lateness of the submission of the response to the plus comments, and I say that because it did not allow or could not possibly allow the state an opportunity to respond to any changes that might have been proposed in that response, and they did make reference to changes. So with that in mind, I would be inclined to leave the, and again, this is discussion, not a motion at this point, but I would be inclined to leave the record open for 15 days to allow the state an opportunity to provide written, comments on their response. As I understand it from PLUS and the PLUS process, that when there are changes, that the state does have or should have the opportunity to respond to those.
Sounds reasonable to me.
Is that a motion?
No, that's a comment. I'm seeking response from other members and council.
That comes to mind on that. I think that we are doing a conditional use, so there's the potential that, the site plan itself could change depending on how you condition it. That's one thing I would suggest is that you need to give some real thought to on, as I think the applicant stated, it's a significantly complex conditional use where there's going to have to be some thoughts on any conditions that it's approved.
Oh, absolutely. And just like there was one that reference to wetlands and building 3 and 4, maybe right. Building 3 and 4 was now where building 1 is. Right. I don't know. I didn't see the original plan. That's why I like to give this state plus process an opportunity to respond.
I would agree with Mr. Johnson when I think it doesn't come in front of county council until 17th of July if we let the record open.
Probably 15 days and getting
something like that.
We could still vote on it before it goes to them.
On the response.
I thought about the
they're
site.
Usually pretty quick.
He's pretty quick, yeah.
They've already had a review.
They've already reviewed it, and the office does a review, and basically they thank them for responding and still express a couple of concerns if they have any. Typically, it's a one-page letter.
When Office of Planning gets a response from the developer, they send it out to each of the review agencies and requests an immediate response. There's no specific time limit, but they request an immediate response, and then they give a summary to us.
Well, if the record's left open by the commission for 15 days, it seems like we'd come out of the office here that, to back to PLUS, the commission's left the record open for 15 days, putting
them
on
that. Certainly, yes.
Well, do they have a time limit on that? Do you have a time limit on that response?
I just checked the ordinance doesn't, or the state law doesn't make a reference to a time limit, but I don't know if there's something in the letter from Connie Holland that requests a response, but I don't think there's any.
I didn't say a time limit.
I think they send it out for comment, and usually if there's a concern, it comes back pretty quick.
So would, in your experience, 15 days be reasonable?
Probably 15, 20 days.
And then it would have to be placed on the agenda, and then you'd have the opportunity, if we didn't receive it, we'd advise that we haven't received it. You could extend it. The only difficulty you have, you got a 45-day clause and given a response to council or a recommendation, unless you have a specific deferral in mind. When it gets to that point, you can always... We sent several applications to council with a recommendation of deferral and waiting on certain agency comments.
Yeah, they still
and usually they support it when you do that.
Yeah.
A lot of times that we have made a recommendation by the time they had their hearing.
I can't think of a case where the council's acted just because we didn't get a recommendation.
No, they usually wait till we do. So I think you've got plenty of time, Mike.
15, 21?
21 days better?
21 days.
21, okay.
All right. With our discussion in mind, Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 1705, the Commonwealth Group, my motion is to leave the record open for 21 days to allow the opportunity of the PLUS process to respond to the response submitted by the engineer group, and that the matter be taken under consideration or for further consideration by the commission.
I think that was to defer action.
Okay.
So moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use 1705, the Commonwealth Group, and to leave the record open for 21 days to allow the PLUS process the opportunity to respond to the developer's response to the initial PLUS review. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.